Zach wird auf ich na. So der Mechaber brings down mit Sarah bin ich der Kolach Lul Bach Steiger bis der Shazadasem. There's a mitzvah take the Abraminam mitzvah l'agdim kasher gamer. As we paskin that the din kasher not like you do who does these mamash ma'akev. We paskin like the Rabbanan that there's no mitzvah to do kasher. But zekil ben veil there's an Indian mitzvah to go ahead and to tie them all together. We saw from Shin Beskarov the gather of the kasher is more of a svara of a kichatamidik svara. It's a mile of taking all four together. That's what it is. Tying it together and doing it together. That's the gather of the zekavim. It's not just tam a yoyfi and a hider. If it's just yoyfi and hider, which I have some nedinim and how and what and where. And doing it kshir v'layla, shayla k'isha, katan, v'netam. If it's just a din of looking nice, the mice looks nice. If it's din of the chalitz lulav, do a kichakacha, then it's more mistaver. It makes sense why they're deemed such to them apply. Now you're doing the kesher, so the question is how do you do the kesher? So Mechaber brings down based on the Mordechai mitzvah and kesher gomer, shnei ksharim zal zal zal. Supposed to have two ksharim zal zal. Now the ikar then is a kesher is supposed to be kesher by kesher, double knot. And the person can bring down that as you someone also on Shabbos. So in order to sing on Shabbos, it has to be a kesher by kesher, and you do two kashar. Says there was a minigayim does the thing, and now Mishmur says much like Elam Shlosh is kashar. Listen, when I look, when Beisiyat Tichluvay comes of a kashar, Mishmur holds that having the kushikol that also has a din of a kashar, and that's going to be okay. The Bikur Yaakov and Chassam Sefer we saw in the sugya, both of them say that's not a kashar, got a kashar, you know, and therefore they don't like the idea of having kushikol, and they like you to have a kashar, got a kashar. Therefore, medaktikin, I know you can do both. Or either just have a kesher gabe kesher, or to if they have a kreshkel, also to tie it on the bottom, a kesher gabe kesher, that's really the proper thing to do. Now it has to be a kesher which is tight, something which is tight, something which won't just fall out and slide out. That has to be a.
Around the kreshkel.
What?
I mean, around the
kreshkel. Or underneath the kreshkel, it doesn't be on the kreshkel.
Yeah.
It's probably better underneath, it'd probably be tighter if it's underneath the kreshkel. And. What do you say?
You take out the ruler and
it's
annoying.
Okay, the kashem is going to be on the. Now, on Yantiv, you can't do a kashem gabe kasher. On Yantiv, one is not able to do a kashem gabe kasher on Yantiv. Therefore, you have a little bit of issue. So, what does one do on Yantiv? So, whatever brings out, you just like wind it around and then you do a kashem gabe kasher. You just wind it around. Here's like a Yantiv, kashem gabe, you need to make an Eva. Or you just like wind it around and stick it in, and that would be the way to do it on Yom Tov. Now, what does that do? Even though it's not a kesher gabe kesher, someone who's on Shabbos with fart. It's something, and therefore that's safe, and now you have to do it. So Shabbos begets Shabbos. So you let him make the, what do you let him make on Shabbos in terms of making the tabot, and now you let him make, keep pull off from the lulav. So Shabbos brings down, if you want to pull off the ordinary things from the lulav, he brings down. Kipshuta shouldn't be a problem. It's psikas talish, therefore shouldn't be a problem. And it brings down that oilam noigim is a chomer shleilaitas shviyantiv. Minigalam is imachmer. He says if you into it, so do a shinoi. What's a shinoi? People take off their teeth. You take off your teeth, and that's the psak shai tshuva is that you shouldn't. Better to be talish before yantiv. If you got to do it, so just talish it with a shinoi. Now if you talish it. In terms of what you're allowed to make with it, so you can make a kreshkol. That's obviously that's a tikkun mana. if you're just taking even to make the tabot or the ashavasa, that could be a problem tikkun mana. You just be telling it to like wind it around and do the ramazitza. In terms of making the tabot and making the whatever the ashav helpful for those maisa, would yes be considered a issue? Yeah, but it's not a kishin.
it's considered kesher
gabe kesher? No, it's not kesher gabe kesher. It's pretty out of there. Yeah, now in terms of how many kesherim you have to have, so we have the bottom. Okay, so what are we doing in Lamaisa? You're doing it, you should do a kesher gabe kesher. I'm doing it, remember this one? Did you have a list of things which you changed from, you know, from last year? One is we can do the kesher gabe kesher, that's what we're going to do, right? Now, how many. Pass me a drink.
As opposed to rings?
So, yeah. And now in terms of the rings, so the Mishra brings down a minhag, different minhagim. Just the minhag is we have three connected alvis. Some have a minhag to do three more besides the kasher gabei kasher, and some of the minhag to do two. Both minhagim are okay, good, like minhagim, and they're okay to do it. Now, shkeach v'achata.
Who's allowed to make the kasher? So we saw this shittas in a time. We said nothing to be machmer to a chumra that somebody who's not in the etzem chiyav shouldn't go ahead and do the etzem kshira. Therefore, some people like they give the children to make the ksharim, and the kids, you know, keeps kids a good babysitting job on Erev Yom Tov. But the ma'aseh is brought down lechachila, and you should nochem machmer not to do that because being that they're not a bar chiyav, therefore one should not have a katan, isha, chera, shaita, katan, all those lechachila, and they're not ideally. They should not be the ones that are doing it. Now, in terms of where the ksharim should be, so it can't be too high up. Why? There's a mitzvah, you have to have nanuim. Therefore, you have to have the top, tefach of the shedra, should not have one of those tabot on them, and it should be lower down. And when you're tying it, what's the order? Lulav is going to be the highest. Then what's next? Hadas, what's the reason why? Shavuot says that'll be Kabbalah. Avush says maybe because first in the Pasuk. Because it has to be higher, and then afterwards the Rava goes lower. But right, you have to always remember, leave a tefach of the shadra above. Right, so you always have to remember from the ksharm. It's probably mistake number two, which a lot of people make, that they don't have a tefach of the shadra above. That's something to keep in mind.
It's drooping over, it's okay?
Yeah.
The mice, as long as it's higher than
it,
even though
yeah.
We put it up,
it'll
be equal.
Fine. I'm going to get it to the tefillah. So, when you do that, some netila, so number one is that you have to be night to derech gedulusam. You have to take it, you have to hold it away. In order to be yotzi, you have to do a derech gedulusam, and it can't be yotzi down. And that's if and how you take it. Nechiklu, the place game, what's the what do you take first? You take lulu first, you take the asterisk first, what's the proper way for how to do it? So, Behater brings down the Magen Avraham, the Pikabala, that first you take the asterisk, then you take the lulav. He says it's don't make the tefillin, that first you do the shiyad and shareish, then you do the shareish for shayad, you're messing up the order, and who didn't obey, you do the esterik, and then you take the luluf. Shmur does not bring it down, and the stami is the place, what's the raya seem to be not like that? What's the raya? In terms of what the order you take?
It's tesis.
What are you saying?
Tesis.
What was tesis saying? Tesis
said take that, the luluf first. You leave that rub on the table, you leave the rub down, you leave the esterik down.
Awesome.
What do you say? That's by the Avis Yassam, the Mechaber says, based on Tesis, so what do? You take the Asik first, and then he looks. It's very clearly in the Mechaber. He's not going with that, and seems to hold that first you take the Lulav, then you take. Yeah, the Rishayim and the Krim. That definitely seems. I'm sure. Fine. So, what's the lefty going to do? So, the Mechaber brings down that. Iter not a lulav the yamin kaladam. A lefty takes a yamin kaladam. Esrik with small kaladam. Plus yamin small the amos in that. Just like the there's normally the lulav goes in the right hand and esrik goes in the left hand. The shayaz on lefty does lefty flip the right. Everyone over here is lefty.
Yeah.
You're lefty. Okay. So if you're a Sephardi, so what you do is you there you go basa what everyone else does. Hamas says, no, you go basa yamin diday. You do basa yamin diday. You definitely take the lulav yamin diday. The esrik b'smol diday v'chinago v'chein ikar. That Hamas says that's going to be minhag. It's the difference between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. The Kav Chaim exam, the Yerushalayim does both. That's the first two, like the Ashkenazi way, do basa yamin diday. You put the Ashkenazi way, put the lulav in your left hand and esrik in your right hand, and then afterwards maybe flip it around. The Ma'ase is either way, if you're mehapachit, Mechaber brings down the hipech yotza, bein iter, bein mishen iter. He says, your yotza, yesh mechim rezeh. Therefore, akein toiv lachset lidle b'lei bracha. If you did the wrong way, and as he found out one day, you wake up one day, you find out you're really Ashkenazi, not Sephardi. You adopted, okay? So now it's all hoax. So now you find out, so the whole life, like you're doing it wrong, because you're doing like the Sephardi, and then really you're Ashkenazi. So you're doing it the wrong way. So the mice, be David Yitzha, Tev Achsalit of Lebracha.
If it's
the. No, he's really Ashkenazi, right? So it's Chaber Amos, right? So it's the Ashkenazi way. So I want to know on the tzad, if it's wrong, or whatever it is, I'm saying. But because so either way, Yitzha is just Tev Achsar, Lit of Lebracha, and you go ahead and.
The right
what?
The right
that's the saying. That's the saying. Hippich, yeah. It doesn't make a difference what you do. Toiv lachs or lilei brachas namaka, but you know, toiv to go ahead.
And he's always doing the right. Huh?
Now with the bracha has to be able to see Yasan. So, but again, that's another siyasan. We saw the three eitzas how to do it in the Rishayna. One eitza was to have a mind not to be yitza, and the only going like that eitza the best. Eitza number two is to turn upside down. Eitza number three is pick up the lulav. Make the bracha before you take the esrig. In order to be over the siyasan. Now all those three eitzes, Milas and Chisrayim, so all of them. In terms of not having kavana, they're going like the one the best. The place they don't like it so much because they say one is not so nicker. They're doing it. Two is their Ladrishan Mal Mitzvah Stoni Kavana. So they all Mitzvah Stoni Kavana. So therefore, according to those sheets, Mitzvah Stoni Kavana. So Mamela, if you don't need Kavana, so even Kavana the Hapechis might not work. So therefore, Lav Dafka, that's such a great Eitzah. Next Eitzah is during the Eitzah of Mechaber, picking up the make the bracha before you take the esrig. The reason why that might not be good, the Goyin says, number one, it's too early. It's like, that's what I was discussing, you're doing it way too early. It's tiny number one. Tiny number two is could be Yoitzah a little bit already, but picking it up without the esrig. It's totally a little bit of Rishayim and Sifi Dalid, saying whether how it works. Eitzah number three is turning upside down, which that minhag, I guess, is seems to be the minhag Kaisel, most we do like that. There are those who don't like that. They say number one's a little zilzil, and the Chetim says somebody can get holes by turning it upside down. Now, the mice, for some Zaman, a different Eitzah, that he just had his hand on the table, and that's what he did. So I think the Sfaradim have a minhag?
Keep it on the table.
Keep it on the table, yeah, right. Let's stay in Kavachayim, let's stay in Aruch HaShulchan like that, also did like that. Yakiv, that's what the Sfaradim do. The minhag Ashkenazi seems to be they just flip it over. And that, that seems to be a minute. Again, just be careful not to make any holes.
What's that?
He just had it like his hand on the table, that not being picked up. What'd he say? The mile that he's saying is not just a half sick. He's saying, not just a half sick. It's less of a half sick turning up sound. Yeah. If it's not mugum inside you, that's what we saw. From the Kamachrinim that if it's not mugum inside you, it's on the table. It's not where you're holding it. That's called it's on the table.
That's the problem.
Someone's
on the same table, so according to the Kamachrinim, it should not be good.
No, they're saying it's not called you picking it up. No, then you make the bracha, you take it right away. It's less of a hefsek than flipping upside down. Now, we saw, let's say, when you take it by mistake, you might not like the first second, you didn't have it upside down, so you get yourself into issue. So, we saw. So definitely if you're all mitzvah's kavana and like the eights of the going, you're okay. Even if you're not, they're going someone and say maybe mice is worse, maybe it's more than that, so yishlayim, is that true or not? How long can you make the bracha for us? So bracha is supposed to be able to see us on b'diavad. The mice, all the eights, the going says the mice is only rafka them also, because the Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Zayin, he says clearly that you pick it up at yitzah and you make the bracha afterwards. He says all these eights are the rafka them also, and it's just a nice, good Jewish thing to do, but that's not mechuyev to do such a thing. Two reasons, because maybe Ein Tzirus Kavana, even Kavana Fakaret, and also it's not Nikr. It's not Nikr, you have to come to figure out. The Tazmung Rami just give one of those eights. Now, how long can you make the bracha too? So, after you make the bracha before the noom, for sure, you can make the bracha. And the noom, Taisa says even the noom of Halal. If you forgot after Halal, so then that's a shayla. The stomiest of places sounds like you cannot make the bracha then. There is a Bikri Yaakov which wants to say that we find Anshi Yishlaim made a bracha. This is, says because Anshi Yishlaim held it the whole day, therefore it's enough to make a bracha. So that's the Svaras Adavar, why Pshat is a minhag. Hashanah is also a minhag, therefore it's a mitzvah on the Hashanah. So I think the stomiest Adavar is not going to be like that. First time you take the Dalaminim, so you make a Shachiyano. You make the Shachiyano Pshat Netila. And the minigus make up shas lechachilo b'shas bracha shas anatila. If you make a shechan the first day, you can make it the next day. Saying you have all 7 days to b'diavet to go ahead and make the shechiyano. Fine. We saw a nida and a machlikis whether there's din chatzitza b'negei adalaminim. The places that Naran is in chatzitza by dalaminim. L'maisa, we're machmel chachila. There is the chetzitza. We sober it down. That some say the water maybe it's a good thing to dry out if your hands are wet. So maybe it's channeling more yuma that maybe water gets in the chetzitza. So it's nachim to make sure your hands aren't wet. If you wrap up your esrog, you know, those who have those silver, and then you wrap, you know, you wrap it up with the pishta, and you have to make sure there's no pishta on it. And lachila machmel to have a chetzitza. But do you have it? Difficult. The Rambam brings down. We're noigin to take off the rings. Take off the rings. You should take off your tefillin if you're wearing tefillin for some reason. If I guess to be yekish, or if you're wearing tefillin, then you wear three tefillin. Yeah.
I'm Hungarian.
Oh wow, sorry. No, that's a big. So anyhow, so take off the rings, take off the tefillin, and the ramas is a betor minog. Nice to say it's not a minog. It's a mikra din because. It's only a minhag if you like the ran. If the ran holds the chitzitzos, then maybe it's a minhag. But about the tzaktan is a kelim, about the smaker din, and you have to go ahead and take it off. So for somebody who has a band-aid on, it could be a problem with chitzitza. So if you have a band-aid, take it off. Saying, if you mamish can't take it off, so the being there for some zaman, you have like a cast or something, mamish can't take off, then it's not going to be a problem because it's bothered to your guff. It says molo pashad because we saw in the village, you remember the mechaz nida, something which is bottled to your guf like a cast was very very not pashad and minig rev moira upon him. It's not to make long cast unless it's very very very, you know, maybe we're talking about for a year or something. We'll handle the stuff safer and maybe yeah, maybe not, but you know, most moira not make long the shayla. So while some over here are going to be makels, how make a say over here is that maybe it's the roof of him that's karis is only. And, you know, we did have stadim over there, there's a chakas yoyo of a week, and plus we have the ran over here, but I can find him, that's what they say, Shem Rizam Zama, that he can't take it off, went to say that he could go ahead and do it. Yeah, no, but again, there's a lach which means, yet, but I mean, I hope we do, or whatever. I'm saying, tough nation of base, we're dying. That's what you eat before you have, take the dalaminum. So if you take the dalaminum in your sukkah, which is discussed in a second, so then you also don't have too much of an issue. The question is having your morning coffee before davening. It's put down tough nation of base of base. You now let eat before dalaminum, even tima or machmer. Also, lech kam shiatlenu, sorry, arshach kam shiatlenu, tima alma maybe dina shari, kamokim, and lech is only tsar gadol. Only make on tima if it's tsar gadol. But that's, it's not tzara gadol, that's when you make on tima. So first are two shahs. One is negei nashim, and two is negei having your morning coffee. I guess that would be the two main shahs which come up. So negei, the morning coffee, the kavachayim brings down. Yeah, you really shouldn't do it. You know, you shouldn't do anything before you do the dalminim, and you really shouldn't do it. The chashukha says the minig is the hakol, just like we do before davening. We're not going to have, just like before davening, we're not going to have coffee and tea. Who I did before, Lulav also, the Chashuk and Sukkot and Heitav Rishon Beis says it's going to be okay. Nashim, the Paisim say Bikaron, even they're Machmer to take, even though they're Noyigim Machmer to take Dalamina, but Zayvait, we're not Machmer. And, you know, the Minig of Nashim is that they are Mekar, then it's Mutter for them to eat before they take the Dalamina. Now, the thing here, we should be taking your Dalamina. Should it be done in Davening or should it be done in the Sukkah? So, the reason Minig Ariza was to do it, is, or was, was to take it in the Sukkah. People who go ikvus tari. From Moshe to a dalat zayik tesa, I could do that. Toshu v'tar tar kaidim. The other davening is todger, so what right does one have to take it before the dalaminim? And therefore, Moshe to a is very stark that you're not allowed to do such a thing. So if you take it in shul after shacharis, that's really the best eitzah. You know, as if you have a sukkah next to the shul, and you're not going to miss making a bracha b'hal, then you know that really the best eitzah. If not, I guess it's telling you what your minig, you know, what your minig avos is. Your minig avos is to do it in the sukkah, so doing the sukkah. I'd recommend getting up a little bit earlier, so you don't have a problem television anytime to other. You know, it's not this my minion, maybe we could say it's not no television any other. So if you get up nice and early, might be a good. Sorry about that, Eliezer. Well, you're the one who says no Yetzirah brings manam? Or that was the other guy?
Yeah,
oh, you said there is a Yetzirah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other guy says no Yetzirah, no? Okay. I'll go upon him, fine. Now, what? I guess so. Missing the bracha. They just go straight in, right? And then business they wait, they have other issue. That's the new one. I mean, you have to hear Brikas Kainan, I'm saying. Don't waste Brikas Kainan. The Shah has been again the Etzim Mitzvah, Lekachtem. What's the Yisrael Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is the Lekicha, or the Mitzvah is the holding of it? He said four Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is holding for our lais. I feel up all night, right? Nafkamina number two is if you picked it up and then afterwards came Kashra. There was enough of him, you know, the Hadas. He picked off the berries. I was really very berries or something like that. And I kept crushing your hand. Now, Nafkamina number three was an old man. You just stick it to his hand. He can't really, like, hold it. He can't really take it. The fourth Nafkamina is probably the most negated. And somebody does Matamas the Hachzer. So you took it, Petra Kinyan, not Petra being Yitzah. Lav Dafka, you said, give that a Gadi Bank Achas when it comes to, and therefore, that, you know, that could be, those are the four Nafkaminas. But Kriyakiv is needed to say, you have to have a Lekicha, Hashem, Hulav. And you have to have a separate Lekicha, so Lucha, it's so brings down with Thomas Nahas, you should make a separate Kinyan. Chaznish then said the Mitzvah and Kuvim Tetz, the Mishnah is Achiza, and the Chaznish said one is able to go ahead and be Mekel.
Lekicha has to be with the Mitzvah, like when we turn over, that's
your Gopsa. So that Pekakiv is maybe that's a Raya, that says I took a nap for Yitzah, he says, no, because that was a Lekicha with a long. But when Lekicha, most of these cases, Lekicha, which are Lekicha Nabachiyav, or not Shaykh to be, you have Lekicha, or, you know, or things along those lines. Yeah. We make the bracha, I forget the name, we make the bracha, so. Mechai brings down the Abramin and Sifi Beis, and Makin Zev Zes, and Chos Achimim Lei Baruch Hashar, you can make a bracha. But take the Zecher Ba'alma, you know, in the olden days, like, you know, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we love him, that's Swagin, in the olden days, you know, and that, I remember we learned Hilchos Pesach, so, anyhow, but, so, Mechar brings down the Makos Ezef, you miss one, you know, make a bracha, we take the Zecher Ba'alma. You have four of them in front of you, and we take it one at a time, Yoitza, so the Ramah brings down, if they're all in front of you, we make a bracha yitzah as long as they're all in front of you. What does it mean they're in front of you? So, sure brings down smuchim la, you know, they're around, they're close to you. Yeah, you know, as if they're around, then it's going to be okay. Now, b'shas the etzem the tila. Yeah, so besides it's in the Tila, there's a lot we didn't mention yet, but then we'll go to Nanuam and just wrap it up and do some Shemesh. Chabri's in Tzarek L'chabri, Esav Yolulav, B'shas Nanuah. You have to be Chabri together. Nanuah Shteim Yachay. You have to be holding them together. So the Beseisev, you saw him, so the Beseisev, that he had a dream that Hashem of I was like split up. He says he woke up and trying to figure out what was going on. And Shad is being, I didn't keep the Esav Yolulav together. It's Maram, it's Hashem of I. If he had a dream that Esrig and Luv were together. It's a very fascinating segment we discussed there one day about like when we're Simcha dreams, when we're not Simcha dreams, how much Allah is. Tehla B'Shamayim. Tehla B'Shamayim. And what? So maybe one day we'll have we'll have a share about it. I don't know when, but in the form of Chavur. What? They say? Oh, Ninth Pack of Brachas. What? Fine, but anyhow, so you have to have a little nesek together. The going for a different reason, like the Medrash brings down that the eights, that the different dalaminim are the tzaddikim, the rishayim, and has reich, doesn't have reich. We have them all together. Kaisel good achas, and you know that's the reason why you do it all together. So kids, it has to be touching together. But you have it. If you do it, it's going to be okay. But my son is supposed to be all together. Now we saw b'shastei shanis also. You have to hold the luv and esek. Is one of the halachas also people mess up. You have to hold the luv and esek even the way you do it to yotze the mitzvah. That means you have to have it all in two separate hands, touching each other. How do you hold your sitter? Either you get a shanis card, or you put it on your, or you just go like that. And as the b'etzem b'shastei shanis also supposed to be held in the tzura, which a person holds it. Fine. So we gave him the nuum. So the nuum is mitzvah mochet. The nuum we saw a chilek of etzem mitzvah muvav. We saw shaila, is it a din lechem on the nuum? Is the nuum the gemar of the mitzvah, or is it a bzindura mitzvah? Which the pesukov is machmer that number one that is din lechem. Number two is you should use the same thing which you made a bracha, same time which you made a bracha for the nuum, because the gemar of the mitzvah. Lashon Rambam we saw yesterday. Rambam says that the mitzvah is make the bracha, shake it, and then in the it's the gemara of the mitzvah. Therefore, the b'skrava is machmer not to talk in between, and the b'skrava is machmer also to use the zelber lulav for the dalad for the nuum as opposed to doing it. Now, but again, there are many different minhagim between Ashkenaz and Sfaradim. One, haymaneya, two, the direction, three is wirimaneya. So a lot of different minhagim between Ashkenaz and Sfaradim. Is Leisus Gedu or not? So the Chayadim seem to say, yeah, there would be Leisus Gedu. But Chashuch, on the other hand, says that, being that it's, he says there's no Leisus Gedu because it's not Ma'akiv, it's not Ma'amash Achoyiv, and they're being right from the Gemara that Rekiva and Gamil, they did different Nanum at different times, and therefore they want to, he wants to say there is no Leisus Gedu by Minig Nanum. And Rav Yashu says, "Bar Fab is man is that when we mix together, they won't say that, you know, it won't be less good." The Ma'aseh Chayadim says there is. The same Shem Nissan and Chayil there is. No, there is a needed benegay it. And I had to do Nanuim, so we did it. Barichas yesterday, just Bekitz and Nimrats. Did yesterday, Shari? Yesterday, right? It's Bekitz and Nimrats. Shittas and Mechaber seems to be is that you do Moedachud and you go like that, and you do halacha over one time, and you do three shakings over there, and then when you bring it back, you do three shakings. Halacha oisa pamachas, I'm new based halacha oisa shleish pamim, b'chein v'vash, so maybe have, let's say, kankin v'shleish pamim, you do three over there, three over here, and that's the shita of the mechaber. We see the minig of the svaridim is like the ritzkeis, they just go back, they hold back and forth, back and forth three times, without shaking it, without anything. And they're going to do three. There's two things not like really Mechaber says. And one is they don't do any shaking. Two is they go three as opposed to one. You know, that seems to be the Mechaber's Fadim. Ashkenazim do hold the halacha of that's in the Nua. They do three times. And also, Mishmur brings down that you should use the Shittas Rambam, that you also should shake as you go along. So he knows that's safe and how you do it. What do you say? So you shake as you go along. So how do you do it? It's basically. What?
The Rambam or
the Ramah? No. The Ramah says halacha is the thing. Go back and forth. The Ramah also mentions do nanuam. Why do nanuam? To be yoitz shitas Rambam. That's Shasim brings down. Yoitz shitas Rambam. So therefore, you're going to go ahead and be manea as you're going along. So, we should, you know, basically you're going to be going, you know, as you go like, as you're going along, on. You do it three times, back and forth, you know, that's safe, and how you're doing it. Now, Mishmur brings down when, in terms of when you're going Moilech, when you're Mevi, you have to go further back than when you are. And as you have to do Moilech and Mevi. Mevi means you bring back more closer to your chest than when you are. So you shouldn't start over here, because then you have nowhere to go, right? I'm saying, you should, like, start, like, in a position like this. Like
go back more than you go?
You have to bring it back further back. That's
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
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 You have to bring it back further to you are.
Maybe just bring it back.
What do you say?
Maybe the chazah just means that's where you started from. How do you know that's
maybe?
No, who said that's where you started? If you started with the
chazah,
how do you know you have to go?
Didn't say the first? One second. Which direction you have to go to? So we saw that the minhag Arizal is that a person you go around and you turn around and you go each direction. When you do that, that's the direction in which you're going to go. Mishabura, more the Ayesha Mamurkai, once you dig in the Chabra, you're not turning around, you're just tilting the, you're just putting the, you're just moving the lulav, and you're not, and you're not turning your body. What do you say? No, the Riza holds you turn around. That's the meaning of the. Okay, Loshon HaTaz it. Sarach Shiyatza Ha'ava Yakiv Allah Vat Samach Levi, Samach Levi, Kimasha Chazo Mevil Vat Shir Shahi Lafanam Bishash Shahitzkal Asay Salacha, Loy Nasha Ha'ava. So if you just do back to where you were, That's not considered the Rabbah thing. That's the way. Can you make Chazara, Shalalacha, just Chazara, what you just did, or Shalil? And Shalachila, they have to go a little further than Tazirah, and Eliyah. You have to go further back than you were. So you should start off a little bit, like whatever, go like that, and then bring it back. And as you're going along, so you know, you do the, because you do it three times, then you go. Now, what is that? Mishrua says, yeah. And the Rizal does it. Now, you're supposed to tilt it a little bit also. In terms of which way you're supposed to be, you're supposed to tilt it a little bit. Supposed to be tilted a little bit. The Svarapi, I think I'll just go straight.
Where do they come from?
They go straight. They just go straight like that. The regular meaning is supposed to tilt a little bit in that direction. It should be facing a little bit on an angle and shouldn't be straight up.
Should there be three kispus in each direction?
We ate some more. We don't have to do that. Same with the Taz and whatever. Taz does do once, three
what
times.
What about the ways you go?
You mean to say
right, left.
What are the order of the
directions?
That
Ariza.
Not
brought down
anywhere. I'm saying so. I think Ariza they do Darim Safin. They do Darim Safin, Mizrach. Then they go up, then they go down, and they go Meir. Yeah. The regular minute is you do Derech Yemin, you do Mizrach, Darim, Meir, Tzafen, up, down. No, that's going to be the regular minhag. Anything else I forgot over here? I don't think so. When you do the also different minhag, the mechaber brings down in terms of when you do the exact shaking between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, when they do it. So the big shout is by the annas. So like the mega ilum is they do like and they stretch out the word. The minhag from Shem Zalman and the Chaznish, they say like. Yeah, you're messing up the word and you're butchering the word. And
what should you do? Oh no.
Saying.
That sounds even worse.
They both say you shouldn't do that. No, they both say you shouldn't do that, and they both say that. They both say that you should not do that, and you should do the word.
So how do you split it up?
Say the word. Say, oh no, just do normal. Thanks. And just shake. So, maybe you should not go ahead and butcher up the word. The Chaver brings down in terms of how many minim you take. He says you shouldn't take more than one lulav, one esrig. Arav and Adasim, you can moisif if you want. The doctor may not moisif. Are those who see always have like Melina Dasim and Aravas, right? The Timonim, they have like tons of them. Yeah, that's the Messiah. But if it's not your Messiah, then
71 Adasim.
That's it is?
68, 70 or 71.